BBC News with Gary Smith. American and North Korean officials have been meeting in Singapore to try to narrow differences on denuclearization ahead of Tuesday's summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump has said there's excitement in the air. But the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, said ridding the Korean peninsula of nuclear weapons would take years. Mr. Trump has sent out a new series of tweets continuing to attack his closest allies after withdrawing his support for the closing communique of the G7 summit. He said NATO members were ripping off the US over trade while still expecting it to pay most of NATO's costs. More than 600 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya are stranded on a ship in the Mediterranean, while Malta and Italy argue about where it should dock. A journalist on board said the majority of the migrants were young men who were tired and eager to get to safety. A prominent leader of Hong Kong's independence movement, Edward Leung, has been jailed for 6 years for rioting during the Lunar New Year disturbances in 2016. The judge said political violence could never be justified. Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Kuwait have offered Jordan $2.5 billion in aid following a wave of anti-austerity protests. Measures to reduce Jordan's heavy debts have increased the price of basic necessities. Hungary's first black politician is expected to be sworn into parliament later today. Olivier Kocsis-Szoka has a Hungarian mother and his father is from Guinea-Bissau in West Africa. He belongs to one of the country's smaller parties and is critical of what he sees as anti-migrant rhetoric coming from the governing Fidesz party. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has been named Best Play at the Tony Awards, which celebrate the best of Broadway theatre. A musical about an Egyptian band in Israel, the band's visit, scooped 7 awards. BBC News.